Page 18. Read. Overcoming Earth's Obstacles.
We all know that the simplest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line. But Earth's varied geography often makes that problematic. There are rivers, mountains, gorges, and many other landforms that have to be overcome. For centuries, engineers have been using bridges and tunnels to go over, under, or through these obstacles. Before they decide what type of bridge or tunnel to build, however, they consider such factors as the distance to be traversed, the composition of soil at the site, and what needs to be transported. Is it a person? That's fairly easy. Is it 10,000 tons of coal? That's not so easy. Is a bridge always better than a tunnel? It depends on the situation. Bridges are usually cheaper and easier to build than tunnels, especially when they're needed to cross a waterway. On the other hand, tunnels are less vulnerable to weather and can carry more weight. Types of bridges. If engineers decide to build a bridge, the first problem they face is choosing which type to build. To decide this, they might ask themselves what the bridge needs to cross and what will travel across it. There are three main types of bridges: the beam bridge, the arch bridge, and the suspension bridge. Each type is constructed differently and is best suited to a different situation. The simplest and most common type of bridge is the beam bridge, which is a horizontal surface with vertical supports at either end. Beam bridges are often used for short spans of distance, but there are some long beam bridges. The longest in the world, at 38 kilometers, is the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway in the United States. You can build your own beam bridge by placing a ruler between two stacks of books. Try adding or removing supports beneath the ruler to see how it affects the strength of your bridge. Now try building your bridge again. But instead of a ruler, use one strip of card. Take a few pennies and see how many pennies you can place on the card before it touches your desk. How could you strengthen your bridge? See if you and your friends can figure out a way. Arch bridges, first built by the ancient Greeks, are often used in places where it's difficult to add extra supports. With an arch bridge, the weight of the arch is supported by structures known as abutments. The arch itself is what gives the bridge its strength. In fact, even today, you can see arch bridges and aqueducts, bridges that carry water, that were built by the ancient Romans. They're a beautiful sight. The suspension bridge is a more modern bridge design. In the past, these bridges were often suspended by ropes, but today, they commonly use strong steel cables. The load-bearing part of the bridge, which supports the weight of people, cars, or trains, is suspended from large vertical towers. Suspension bridges are lightweight and strong, and can be used to traverse long distances. The longest example of a suspension bridge is the Akashi Kaikyo Bridge, or Pearl Bridge, in Japan. Tunnels. Bridges are great for getting across things like rivers, but sometimes you need to get under or through something, such as a mountain. Digging a tunnel can be the best way to do this. Tunnels are long, narrow passages that allow people, cars, trains, and even animals to cross safely from one side of an obstacle to the other. We build tunnels to carry water, dispose of waste, and protect cables used for power and communication. Tunnels are also used for subway trains or to create walkways under city streets. Like bridges, tunnels must be constructed with careful planning. Engineers have to assess the kind of soil or rock they need to dig through. If the tunnel is near water, they'll have to pump the water out as they dig. In the past, engineers often used explosives to blast tunnels through rock. Today, they dig large tunnels with a digging machine called a borer. When the Channel Tunnel was built to link the United Kingdom and France, the French and English engineers were digging for months on either side until they eventually met in the middle. Now this tunnel carries millions of people between the two countries. The longest rail tunnel in the world is the Gotthard Tunnel. It's in Switzerland, and it's 35 miles long. To overcome Earth's many obstacles, engineers of the future will be constructing even larger and more advanced bridges and tunnels. These projects will not only bring us the goods and services we need, but will also help to bring us closer together.